And Dan, I'm gonna turn it over to you.
Okay. Here's my understanding that we noticed this meeting to exchange documents ahead of the full bargaining session scheduled next week.
Yeah, this is a full bar, this is a bargaining session.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
I didn't expect that we'd have much, I didn't expect that we'd have very much to talk about other than just being able to exchange the documents ahead of time.
That's fine by me. Although I agree with Pam. If there's anything that you want to contextualize about them or speak about them, that's great too. Happy to listen.
Okay. We didn't have anything new ready at this point to give you. We are working on some things, but with some of the team members that are working on documents, there's other obligations with the university and the Board of Governors and some of the other things that are Board of Trustees coming up this week. So they're not final yet. I do expect to bring something to the next meeting, but it's just not done yet. So we don't really have anything today to exchange.
Okay, I have our grievance proposal response after we had that conversation last time about the grievance, and you all clarified just some of the context and thoughts about what the language meant. So I have our response proposal for that that I can send to you. I can send it to Gabby. I don't know if do we have the same ability to kind of post it here to fulfill our legal requirements in this setup?
Yes, sir. I believe, I think Gabby can show you how to do that.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and I'll send that. I have it as a drafter. So Gabby, I'm going to send this to you.
I think if you can click on that present now button.
Okay, I just sent one to Gabby, and I can also try, and let's see.
Gabby, are you on? Can you come on?
Jonathan, if you scroll your mouse to the bottom of the screen, it'll pop up, and it's on the right, which is present now.
It says present now.
Oh, I got it. Okay, great. Sure, I see it.
Thanks. Yeah, if you could present that, and then we can...
It says the only option I have is for your entire screen. So I would assume that I just pull it up on my screen.
Yes.
I don't have an option for an attachment.
If you pull it up on your screen, I'll work to send an attachment via comment.
Okay. And I just emailed that to you as well.
Yeah. I received it.
Okay. Good. Okay. Well, let me click allow. Okay, so I should be presenting my screen now. Let me scroll over and find it here. Let's see. So is that presenting? Can you all see it?
We can see Article 22.
Oh, okay, great. So, I mean, it's, as you know, the grievance article is pretty long. But if I'm scrolling through it to formally present it, if that's helpful. And
were there any specific changes that you made to this version?
Yeah, I can talk through it real quick if you'd like. It's pretty close to status quo. Let me
stop. You just highlight the sections that did change, so we make sure we make note of that.
What's that? I'm sorry, Dan.
If you could just highlight the sections that did change so we can make note of that.
Well, it's written in that underline is in the document under the new changes are in underline and strike-throughs are in strike-through proposed deletions. Let me come back. So I'm going to stop sharing here now, I guess, if that's okay. Now I can't find. Here it is. Okay. Okay, so... Okay, so that, okay, great. So Gabby, I see you put the link up to it. The changes are, the last time we talked about, you all had previously proposed a few language changes to the new mediation language. And so after the clarifications about the intent of that, our discussions, we've just incorporated that language verbatim that you guys had proposed last time about the non-binding mediation, right? So that language is, we've just incorporated what you all have proposed previously. And then we went through the article. It's pretty close to status quo, but there were quite a few things that we have picked up from language that you all had proposed about changing titles. And there were some things about making sure that we reference the correct statutes in a couple places, and about some of the filing of the grievance things. We had talked previously, I know, Pam, you had said that you all are looking into considering doing the JIRA ticket process for the filing of grievances in the future. You said you wanted a little more time to do that. So that's fine with us. Our preference would be to hold off and wait until we have that process a little more outlined as a fuller process. Then you all had proposed the ability to file electronically, but it was a pretty narrow window. It was just to email it, just for step one. And then you would still have to file a written proposal within three days after that, if I'm remembering correctly. Our preference would be just to kind of go ahead and continue to doing what we're doing now as we work through maybe a fuller system for the JIRA, process. But that's basically, it's pretty close to the status quo. Right now, my understanding is we only have one grievance that's in process, that's outstanding right now. And I know that Justin's working hard to get that resolved in the informal stage with George Ellenberg. So right now, I know there's not a large pressure on grievance. And this is where we feel like our constituents would ratify these things.
Okay. Well, I'll share. We'll make sure that we share this with the rest of the team members so they have it ahead of time to review it.
Sure. And that I know you guys are busy too. Well, has there been any consideration? I know we're going to get close to the beginning of the school year here pretty soon, and faculty are have questions just about like our salary article, benefits article, those sort of things. Has there been any clarity about where we stand financially, what the salary article will be, or any of those sort of proposals?
No, I'm sorry, we don't have anything new at this time. I think there's a lot of uncertainty for the whole university right now because the budget isn't done yet, but we don't have anything new yet.
Do you know, Dan, when the budget's going to be, like, is there a timeline on that?
I think the deadline is the end of the month.
Okay.
For the governor, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Okay. I think, yeah, faculty were just wanting to know when we can anticipate a proposal from the university broadly about those sort of issues as well.
It would definitely be after. And my understanding is that the governor's probably going to wait to the very last moment because of all the virus uncertainty that affects, I think, the state's budget as a whole. So that's what I know at this point.
Okay. While we're here, I mean, if you guys didn't have any questions about the grievance thing, Dan, you had asked a couple, I can't remember if it was last session or the session before, about the, you asked several questions about the bylaw approval article. I can address those a little bit. We thought I would do that today, but I can address, you'd ask specifically what would necessitate changing the CBA about the bylaw language. You know, why can't we implement the proposal that George Ellenberg sent out independently. I can address some of those things if you'd like very quickly.
It may be better to wait until Mike's here, only because he probably needs to hear it too, rather than you kind of saying it twice. So I just think it'd be more efficient.
That sounds fine. We can do that at the next meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
So is there anything else that you had you wanted to share today?
No, that's everything in anticipation of the meeting.
Okay. All right. Gabby, will you be distributing the document to the team for us?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure they got it. because a few of them had asked me to be sure that they get it after the meeting. So
if Gabby should be able to email that to you directly. I sent it to her as a Word doc now that it's been shared in the meeting. So since it's a public document, now she should be able to email that to you all, I think, since I've shared it with her.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll see you. We'll see you guys next week.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Okay. So thank you. Go ahead. Now enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.